Imagine bold, naturally aged Tillamook cheddar slices melting over a burger, eating handfuls of thick-cut cheddar shreds straight from the bag, taking a bite out of an irresistibly bold block of extra sharp cheddar cheese. We know you want to get back to streaming, but wasn't it nice to daydream about cheese for a bit? Tillamook Cheddar. Extraordinary dairy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back into Believe in the Blacklist. I'm your host, Stacey Blackwood, here for a Season 1, Episode 15 recap, number 57 on the Blacklist, The Judge. Now, just a quick reminder, we're not doing any Season 9 episodes until after next week's episode airs, and then there's going to be a break between episodes for the Winter Olympics. So we're going to be doing a Season 9 recap after that episode airs next week. So for now, we're going to be filling the time in with some rewatch and episodes of Season 1. So we've made it to Episode 15 of Season 1, The Judge, and we're really excited to be talking about that today. But before we get started, make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube, hit the notification bell, and give us a huge thumbs up. That would help us out tremendously there on YouTube's algorithm. We're trying to reach 50 subscribers here on YouTube, so if you can, hit that subscribe button, and we would greatly appreciate that. And also, jump in the comment section and answer today's question. Do you like the direction that the show is taking Tom Keene? Now, for all you watchers of The Blacklist that are currently caught up, this is not going to make any sense to you. But for those that are just now watching Season 1 of The Blacklist and have just made it to this episode, I want to know your thoughts on this. Do you like the direction that Tom Keene is taking? And we're going to talk about that a lot more here in this episode. All right, so let's just dive right on in. Of course, The Judge is a system within the prison system that kind of handles wrongly accused cases and tries to make those right. So that's really the premise of what The Blacklister is, The Judge, a really neat idea of how, you know, in the intertwinings of the prison system, through guards, through inmates, and through whatever, these inmates who feel wrongly accused send their pleas to the judge, and the judge reviews the case. And if they feel like they have been wrongly accused, they, you know, take matters into their own hands. So a really neat idea, a really fun episode from the Blacklister standpoint. And we're really not going to talk about the Blacklister much until a little bit later on in the episode. But a lot is happening here in Season 1. Tom Keene has been a character throughout Season 1 that everyone is trying to figure out. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Who exactly is Tom Keene? And we find out in this episode. So Tom is on a trip, a teacher's trip at a convention, and there he's meeting up with Jolene Parker, who we've met a couple of episodes before at the house for the baby shower. So we're reintroduced to Jolene there. We also find that Red is trying to follow Jolene Parker or Lucy Brooks. So Tom and Jolene, they have some drinks together. They're having laughs together, and they even, kind of hit it off in the men's bathroom. And Jolene slips her room card into Tom's shirt and says, you know, come see me whenever you get ready. So there's some shady stuff going on with Tom and Jolene Parker. So all that happens. And then at the end of the episode, of course, Tom goes up to the room thinking, you know, what's about to happen. But he turns it over and says, you know, I love my wife. I can't do this. And Jolene immediately responds, you know, wrong answer. Elizabeth Keene is not your wife. She's your target. And so right away, at the end of this episode, we are giving a specific answer on who Tom Keene is and what he is to Elizabeth Keene. And apparently Elizabeth Keene is Tom's target. So we have an answer now of who Tom is. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? That's still kind of up in the air. But at the moment, it feels like he is a bad guy. So we learn all that about Tom. And throughout this episode, Red has hired this man to the cowboy to track Jolene and really just to look at not where she's going, but where she has been. And this tracker finds that she has been following Red throughout the entire first season that we have been introduced to Red. So she's been following Tom or following Red this whole time and been gaining information on him. So we find out that Jolene and Tom are working together, and that's going to come into play in this episode, in the future episode. So it's just crazy to think about the turn of events that has happened so far in season one. We're introduced to Tom, who's a school teacher, kind of a nerd. And now we find out he is some kind of double agent. It's just crazy the way the show has turned this, what the show has turned this character into. So it's a lot of fun to watch and a lot of fun to keep up with. And I can't wait for people that are not caught up with The Blacklist to catch all the way up to where we are in present day to see the way the characters have developed. That's what makes this show so special, is the character development throughout the entire series. So just kind of some foreshadowing for people who are not caught up already. But now we look at what's going on with the judge and the rest of the characters. We realize that the judge is trying to make things right with inmates that have been wrongly accused. And next up is a guy named Alan Ray Rifkin. He believes that he was wrongly accused and he is fisting to be, you know, receive the death penalty. And part of why he is receiving the death penalty and he was found guilty is because of one Harold Cooper. And apparently, and Cooper admits it, he coerced Alan Ray Rifkin to admit to his guilt. And now he's going to be sentenced to death. And Cooper, along with, you know, his counterpart who is trying to become the attorney general, is in cahoots with Cooper on this, and the judge takes both Cooper and his friend hostage to trial them at their little farmhouse. And so, of course, Red hears of this. He's trying his best to save Cooper and to get the facts about the case so the judge can be presented with the facts. And Red goes and sees one of his old naval partners, Admiral Richard Abraham, and ask Abraham to give him the details and the facts about the case on Alan Ray Rifkin. So Red gets the facts. He takes it to the judge as Cooper is bound up and getting ready for the, you know, death by the electric chair, farm style. And Red presents the information to the judge, and he pretty much tells the judge that Cooper is not guilty of this charge, that Alan Ray Rifkin really did do it. So Red has a great line there when he's talking about the death penalty, and he says, you know, you could argue for days of, you know, on the ins and outs of the death penalty. Is it right? Is it wrong? But at the end of the day, when you serve the death penalty, you better be right, because you're taking somebody's life. So just a great line there from Reddington. And so he saves the day for Cooper and for the Cooper's friend, who's curious about who this secret weapon is that Agent Cooper has. Cooper's not letting the rabbit out of the hat on that just yet, because, you know, having Reddington as an informant is obviously a top secret thing. So Red saves the day. He saves Cooper. And of course, in true Red fashion, he done it because he needs a favor. He tells Cooper at the end of the episode that there's a war coming. He doesn't know when, he doesn't know how, he doesn't know what it is, but he knows a war's coming. And when the time comes, he needs Cooper's help and the task force help. So Red gets what he needs out of this case. Cooper gets his life saved and gets to live another day. And Cooper's friend, Tom Connolly, gets to live another day as well. And so Tom Connolly is going to be, for those who are not caught up, is an important character moving forward. You weren't just introduced to this character for no reason. He is a very critical character as the show continues. So just a little foreshadowing for some of those that are not all the way caught up. If you're just now watching the Blacklist, I'm so glad you have found the show. It is truly a phenomenal show, and I'm glad that you found this podcast. And if you're new to this podcast, obviously you can tell we're not an overproduced podcast. We're not something that is just going to win any podcast awards. We're just a one-man show. And every once in a while, I try to bring on friends to talk about this show with me as well. Friends that love this show, that have been watching it since day one. It's just a lot of fun to talk about this show because all the theories and all the thoughts that people have. And it's just a lot of fun. And I really enjoy this. And it's an honor and a privilege that for the few of you that do listen, that are subscribed, I greatly appreciate you. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate everybody that listens to this show or watches this on YouTube. So a lot has happened in this episode. We're introduced to the real Tom Keene. Red saves Cooper and Tom Connolly, and in return, he needs a favor from Cooper in the future when the war arrives, and that's coming real soon. We're nearing the end of season one now. I think there's 7 episodes left until season one finale, so there's a lot that's going to happen, a lot to look forward to. We're excited to be rewatching season one. What a fun show. What an incredible first season The Blacklist was. And it continues to be a fantastic show. So we're excited to be here doing this rewatch series and recapping these season one episodes. We're going to do this all the way through all 9 seasons, or however many seasons The Blacklist continues to go. So we're going to be here. We hope that you're subscribed. Like I said, if you're not subscribed already, hit that subscribe button. We're trying to reach a goal of 50 subscribers on YouTube. And when we reach that goal, we're going to be greatly appreciative of that, and we're going to set even higher goals. So we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to more episodes. We're looking forward to doing our season 9, kind of catch up episode here in a couple weeks. So really excited about that. Like I said, hit the subscribe button, jump in the comment section, tell us what you think. If you haven't went back and watched The Judge lately, go back and watch it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be reminded of a lot of great not just one-liners by Red, but a lot of great information and facts about the show that are still relevant today. All right, that's going to do it for this episode. I really appreciate everybody watching. Hope you have a great evening. Y'all take care.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.